What's up, HyperFast Nation? On this episode of the show, we are bringing you a top agent panel from the HyperFast Agent Summit that was held in February 2024 in Arlington, Virginia. This panel was moderated by Latney Mead, who leads one of the fastest growing title companies in America, and features four amazing real estate agents who are selling tens of millions, even hundreds of millions in real estate volume each and every year. Chris Perry, Keith James, Nikki Ligoris, and Carolyn Merchant. This is an episode you don't want to miss.
We have Chris Perry, was number one last year in Coldwell Banker for the D.C. area. Keith James has built multiple teams at Keller Williams, expansion teams, this market. I think they just opened up in Philly. Started off his real estate career really teaching the investing and wealth building side as well. We have Carolyn Young. Carolyn has grown her team, I think, from $15 million in the last 6 years to over $230 million. Did I get that right? Something like that. Yeah, over $2 billion in sales. 231. Every million counts, right? And then we have the best agent in Reston, Nikki Ligoris, sells more homes in Reston than anyone and is also top in her company as well. Here we go.
All right. Thank you, Dan. Appreciate it. It's good to see you guys. You have a great panel up here. I'm including myself in that. No, but in all seriousness, I mean, the fact that you're here today is the most important thing, right? Carrie and Dan have been doing for many, many decades now and years, hundreds of millions of dollars in sales every single year. And, you know, it's great that you're here. I'm actually going to test something out. I'm going to steal the show for a little bit. So one thing we always do, we always try to be innovative with our marketing, with our videos, all that kind of stuff. Allied Title, I mean, title is boring. We make it fun. So I asked my marketing team about 30 minutes ago to set this up. So I want you to text, bring out your cell phones. I want you to text the word boring to 8. I'll hold on a second. Go ahead and pull it out. So text the word boring to 833-900-1999. And I'll say it one more time. So text the word boring to 833-900-1999. The reason why I bring this up is you're going to learn a lot of things, but one thing I've learned over the years is when you're out there and you're dealing with clients, you want to make sure you have their information. You want to make sure you can follow up with them. So title is boring. We make it fun. I sent you a video that says don't use Allied Title. And so basically we ruin your life because you get too much business and you have too much fun. So anyway, that's my point. But my point is you always want to have great ways to like remember who you're reaching out to. So I'll stop talking and introduce the amazing panel today. So I'm really excited to be here. I know all of them. Some of them I've met before, others I've seen them before and just met them. So what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna hand it off for each person to introduce themselves, their volume, what areas they serve, and a little bit about themselves.
Hi, I'm Nikki Ligoris. I serve all of Northern Virginia, but I'm more specialized in Reston than anywhere. I got my license in 2017. My claim to fame is that 2020, I sold 142 houses. 2021, 138, then 105, then 98. So after just being in the business for 3 years, that's what you can do. And I did the majority of that business, probably about 80%, by converting online leads.
My name is Carolyn Young. I basically serve the Northern Virginia area. I'm a little bit unique because I've been in the industry for more than 30 years. So I just kind of decided, I got inspired about 6 years ago to step it up and ended up, you know, launching a team out of that. And like you said, I went from $15 million to $231 million. So we've had like a 1,600% growth over the past 6 years. And so it's been a fun ride. And but I also, my team, as they expanded, last year we had 16 agents. We're going into this year with 25. And our market's a little unique because we're in Virginia, Maryland, and West Virginia. I have a team in each state.
That's awesome. I'm thankful to be here. My name is Keith James. I'm 1/3 managing partner of the Coalition Properties Group. We're headquartered right in Washington, D.C. on Capitol Hill. We service D.C., Maryland, and Virginia. And I've been in the business, real estate's like dog years, 2017. I went full-time October 2017. And in 2019, I merged with two great people, Harrison Beecher and Ryan Butler. And since 2019, we've sold over 1,500 homes, over $650 million in real estate volume. But most importantly, we facilitated over $1 million of charity. And that's one of our pillars to our business. And so it's been a fun ride. I'm thankful to be here on this panel. And yeah.
Hey. No, that's amazing. That is amazing. Hey, everybody. I'm Chris Perry. I am, I guess, maybe the only solo agent up here. I am licensed in Maryland and D.C. I typically do at least $20 million a year in sales completely solo. And most of it comes from social media. Between my all of my channels, I have just about 120,000 followers. And I teach people how to make money in real estate as a realtor. But also, that's a small part of what I do. It's also teach people how to grow on social media, how to get brand deals. There's more money out there than most people think when it comes to social media. So I teach people how to do that too. I've been licensed for 8 years now. I quit the federal government 7 years ago to do this full time and just grew the business ever since. I'm at just about $150 million in sales over the past 6 years. So it's been going pretty well.
All right, so I've got some questions, but I'm going to mix up a little bit. So there, everyone's here, and the one thing I've learned in real estate is everyone has a different style, right? You know, what is your number one, you know, looking back in your career, you know, why do you think you've been successful? What is your number one lead source, or what is it that you specialize in? So Chris had mentioned Instagram or social, TikTok. You know, I'd love to hear everyone's thoughts on, like, looking back at their career, where do you think the business comes from?
So my business comes mainly from Zillow, which is probably the devil word in here, right? But if it works, it works. So I started off really small. 2017, somebody told me to get my license in Virginia. I was living in Maryland. I had been to Virginia maybe a handful of times. And I was like, okay, no problem. So I got my license, and I didn't know anybody in Virginia. So I bought some Zillow leads, and I bought them in Falls Church. I don't even know why. And that grew into then buying more zip codes and the brand growing and the business growing. I do not have a team because I can't manage with other people. But so I tried. It just didn't try for me. So we have a showing agent who helps get us around because we're probably in every zip code in Northern Virginia for Zillow. The one thing I can tell you about online leads is don't pay for them until you have a system in place to then nurture them. Zillow leads are very ready and ripe to go, but a lot of them are 3-6 months out. And what I've noticed and why I've been so successful is because real estate agents don't go the distance, and I go the distance. So a couple months ago, I converted a Zillow lead. It was my first Zillow month, I believe, in 2017. I nurtured that lead all the way until a couple months ago. We closed them. So you just have to have the processes and the structure in place to not go just 4 weeks or 6 weeks. You have to go 6 years if that's what it takes. But these leads do turn. I mean, nobody's on Zillow just for their health, right? They do want a house. It's just a matter of how are you going to get them there and how long are you willing to invest with them.
No, I think that's a great point. So we actually did something similar. We hired a marketing firm to help us on Instagram to do outreach. And all of a sudden, we had 300 messages in our DMs. It's like, oh, shit, we should probably have a process for this. So the point is, you might not always have it figured out, but you will figure it out if you really focus on it, right?
So for me, about 6 years ago, when I got inspired to take my career off, I went into calling expired. So that was the pillar that I put in place that initially launched me needing to grow the team. And that's what Mr. Nellis' group here was saying, like prospect. But the first year all in on it, I listed 120 of them. The second year I listed like 150. So it's really good to pick up the phones for anybody, but I did that. And then as you know, you grow that, then you add members of the team and grow the team. We've also become Zillow, so we are a Zillow partner on the buy side, and I actually just a few months ago got the Zillow seller account. So, yes, we work the online leads, and of course, we do a lot of stuff to nurture our past clients.
Yeah, so when I first started out in real estate, I was real big on my sphere of influence. And what I would tell my sphere is that, hey, if anybody mentions the word real estate, don't just give them my information. Put us in a group text, and I'll take it from there. So I was very strategic from the beginning. And majority of that business, I've been able to create raving fans. And I believe in every deal that I do, I should be getting 3 referrals from that deal. And if I'm not getting 3 referrals, somewhere I messed up. And also, too, educating my clients so they can go out and educate other people. You know, by the time somebody comes to me, the business is very warm. And so that's because I've educated the previous clients to where they're saying, hey, I talked to this person. They may be interested in this program, so you want to talk to them ASAP specifically about this program. And my sphere of influence business, which is about 97%, 98% within my business, has been very vital to how we grow. And also event-based. We really love on our clients, and we do a lot of events. But with the events, you really have to get systematized with it. For example, when we do an event, we have an appointment booth set up at our events. So for people that are bringing people, they can go to the appointment booth and set up an appointment with one of our agents. And I think that's super important and super critical with putting systems in place in everything that you do, even social media as well. Thank you.
I'm getting ideas from you with that too. So for me, it's most of my business is social media between Instagram, TikTok, now YouTube. I'm getting leads from that as well. And I think it's very similar to what the other panel members were saying. Like, you can get... For me, I get no less than 100 leads a month from social media, like good, solid leads from social media. And if you don't have a system in place to nurture that, you'll lose a lot of that. So that's where most of my business comes from, social media. And it's very much scalable and it's very much predictable if you do it right. I think too many people think, oh, I'm just throwing videos out there or I'm doing whatever, and I don't know how much. Like, I can tell you how many people are going to come to me every month because I know my numbers, and I'm very, very good at it. So once you know how to scale that, you can build a real solid business from social media.
Is this working right here? Wow, God, they always have the cool stuff here. I mean, I have to know, they're handed this to me. I'm like, I don't want to go to sleep. I'm fine. But apparently it's a microphone.
I want that mic.
Unbelievable. I mean, these guys always got the good shit. All right. So I'm going to keep the microphone with you as we're talking about social media. You know, what's the type of content that you guys have seen that's actually engaging that gets people to reach out to you or create a lead?
Yeah, good question. So it's all different things. So when it comes to social media, the thing I tell anybody is be true to yourself, right? So build a brand that's authentic to you. So if you like getting, personally me, I like getting on camera and talking. Hopefully you guys can see, I kind of like talking. So I get on camera and talk a lot, and people like that. They like seeing that, they like hearing my voice. They like seeing that I know what I seem like I know what I'm talking about. I get a lot of consultations. Funny thing was, when I came in here, I had to walk out because I had one at 1 o'clock. And I told Keith, I'm like, I got to go do a buyer consult. And this buyer, and I hear this literally all the time. But she said, I don't know anything about buying a home, but I found you. And you seem like you knew what the hell you were talking about. So I reached out. And that happens to me all the time. So when it comes to content, again, I think it's just what's, like, everybody's content is going to look different. But everybody has their own lane. If you're a serious person, put out serious content. That's you. If you like being funny and, I mean, there's realtors I know that rap on. I mean, that's their thing. But... you put out content that's consistent and adds value that you like, and the right people, because you can't be everything to everybody, will find you and want to work with you.
Yeah, you have to be, a lot of times, when you're looking at social media, the thing that kind of stops you from getting going is fear, right? What am I going to record today? You know, what am I going to talk about? And sometimes you need inspiration. And at the time when you're scrolling through Instagram, I think James said something that was super important. What are the last 5 questions you got from clients that you want to put out on Instagram? My content has been very like educational based, engaging, things of that nature. And how I track that, I use a system called JotForm. So if somebody comes to my profile, and I also use ManyChat, I'm going to talk about ManyChat as well, which is super cool. JotForm, when somebody comes to me, you got to be prepared. Now, if you're putting this content out and you're setting these appointments, you don't have systems like Calendly, JotForm behind your content, you're going to be in trouble because so many people are going to come, and then you're not going to have a way to set up appointments. So when somebody come to me, they come to my inbox, and I send them a JotForm. And the JotForm asks them 4 or 5 questions. How far along out are you, 30, 60, 90, or 120 plus? What area are you looking to purchase in? Have you spoken with a lender, right? And I also ask super hyper-local questions as far as what neighborhood do you desire to be in? And from there, by the time I meet with them, I already have something to talk about. So when you're putting this content out there, it's super important to have systems behind it and just get started. And I also would tell you that I get inspiration from other agents, right? I go look at what they're talking about. I go stay up to date in the market and things of that nature. And I go punch out 5 or 10 videos every Friday with Refitify and get you a dedicated, good camera person because content is super important right now.
So I have 5,000 friends on Facebook, but I'm the last person you want to ask about social media. So I just, it's not something I've really dug into. So when I go home, I'm going to watch y'all's and find out what I can do to get 100 leads a month.
No.
Okay. Yeah, I'm the same way. I don't do anything.
All good. And so I go back to everyone's got their own way. And you gotta dive into what works for you. On that note, let me just shameless plugs for myself. Allied Title, everyone has a title company. Title is boring. We make it fun. But what we've focused on doing is solving those problems for agents. So we created PandaBirdCreative.com, which is a video agency from start to finish for real estate agents. So if you have no idea where to start, you know, you can do something like that. Ryan over here is a videographer of ours, awesome guy in the industry. Connect with him. You know, find your own videographer, find out what works for you. On that note, you know, one thing I like about the real estate industry, and I find it to be true for real estate agents, but not for title companies, is that this industry is very collaborative. Right? So there's a lot of agents here. You know, you're not looking at it as competition, you're looking at it as, hey, how do we work together? So on that note, you know, and related to kind of marketing, social media, have you guys had collaborative approaches with people that, you know, weren't on your team, whether you've shot videos with people? How are you collaborative with other people in the industry?
Yeah, when I'm traveling across the country, I like to meet with an agent and do a video with them. And what they're saying is, hey, this is my referred partner in the DMV area. And that goes out to their database for referrals base. Especially, I go to Florida a lot. And a lot of my clients that are retiring, they're going to South Florida, right? Everybody wants to be in Brickell right now. So I like to do video content wherever I'm going. So therefore, people know me as the relocation guy. I'm also with Keller Williams, the military, the real estate military ambassador in the region, right? And for my military clients, PCS season is coming up, meaning that they're going to be traveling, right? So every time I close a military client, I get a testimonial and I talk about the experience, not about the closing, but the process from when they started and how I made sure everything was systematized from their move date and things of that nature, and also providing resources. I like to be resourceful to my clients. I don't want my clients just calling me from real estate. If they're calling me just for real estate, I'm doing something wrong. I want to be top of mind for everything. Do you need a doctor, right? I'm doing small business videos as well, which is important. Do you need teachers? Do you need whatever you need? I want to be the resourceful person because my passion in life is to be the bridge to help people get to where they want to go. So we're not just a transactional company. We're a relationship-based company.
Yeah, I mean, I get referrals out of state all the time. I think in kind of growing social media, you will have people inevitably that will see your content and want to partner with you. I'm actually teaching in LA in Beverly Hills, actually, on social media in March. And I'm going to do something similar where I'm supposed to be doing content with a few agents out there while I'm in LA. So that's, yeah, you can get a lot of business through referral from social media, YouTube. Those things are big.
Yep. All right, Nikki, number one Real Trends agent in Nova as a solo agent, and I've also seen you're a number one agent in the Reston area. How do you brand yourself for a specific niche area? Let's call it Reston. You know, what do you do that? How do you, you know, take advantage of past successes and continue to go deeper on that?
So it could have been Manassas. It could have been anywhere. I had a team leader in 2017 when I joined Keller Williams who said, you could be good, but if you move to Reston, you could be the queen of Reston. And I was like, okay. So I sold my house in Bethesda, and I moved to this little house in Reston. And I just went hyper-local. I didn't care about anything outside of Reston. I would do deals there, but I learned everything I could. And that's something that not a lot of people were doing. We're going hard in one city because I think as new agents, people feel like, well, I just have to go where the business is. And I didn't want to do that because I hate driving. So I was like, let me just stay in this little diameter of my house. And I mean, even now, like if I get a listing lead in Purcellville, I'm referring that out. I'm not driving to Purcellville. Yeah, exactly. Where is that? So I just went hard. There's a lot to learn about Reston. I just went really hard in it. And then, you know, obviously every deal you close breeds more deals and more success. I bought all the zip codes in Reston for Zillow. Did mailers. As I got more money, I was just kind of taking that money and turning it back into the business to get more exposure. And then people just kind of, they assimilate you with Reston. And then all the agents started assimilating me with Reston. So now it's like, well, if you need something in Reston, you call Nikki, which is really kind of nice because it just kind of grew on itself. I don't think I did anything super special. I mean, I spent a shit ton of money on Zillow. That was really hard. But just closing the deals. And closing the deals is just, I made a solid commitment that I was going to have no life for about 3 or 4 years, which is what's happened since about 2019 to now. It's all about the hustle and the grind. You could pick any city. I mean, obviously, I didn't know anybody in Virginia. So whatever city you like, pick it. And if you want to know how to do it, you don't necessarily have to buy Zillow, but you have to go hard and know 20 more things than the agent that they're going to meet, because they're not just going to meet you. They're going to meet two or three other agents at different properties. So what's going to set you apart? It's going to be your knowledge, not only of the process, but of that city.
You had mentioned Zillow. Have you tried other lead sources, Realtor or other ones? And what are your thoughts?
I think I'm on all of them. I'm not on Realtor because I don't think they're very, very fruitful. But sign up for the ones that are the referral-based ones, HomeLight, Fast Expert. I mean, we're on all of them. If it's an online lead, I'm on it. I don't know why I like them so much. Most people are like, oh, it's easier to convert like your friends or your sphere. I'm not a social person. I don't really have those things. So for me, a person that I meet on the internet, oh, and I will tell you this. You guys probably aren't going to like to hear this. Maybe you will. I've probably made less than a dozen phone calls in my entire career. I do everything by texting. If you call me, it even says in my MLS notes, do not call me. It says text or email only. So you can do it. You just have to be personable, right? Texts are fun. Memes, emojis, all those kinds of things. I hate calling people.
Carolyn, you've been doing this for over 30 years. I think you told me earlier you kind of did it solo for a long time, and then you had your own team for the last 6 years. You know, tell me the pros and cons of being on your own versus a team.
I mean, I think it's, you know, in my opinion, and I admire people that are doing it on their own because it's tough. For me, it's kind of hard to do it all on your own. So I feel like that, you know, whatever works for you works. Like just do whatever works for you and do your own thing. For me, having the team, of course, we've expanded because we did 450 transactions last year, and we're, you know, going higher this year. So I think, you know, you have to have a collaborative team. For me, we have particular values. I think one of the things that my team is a little bit different. I don't know. I think maybe in the country we have the highest average production per agent. Last year I had, you know, the agents did an average of about 34 transactions a person. So they're busy. We do a lot of online too because of the Zillow, and now we're a team. So
love it. Keith and Chris, how do you stay up to date with trends? And I know you mentioned you follow some other people across the country. Speak a little bit to how do you stay up with trends? How are you at the forefront of social ideas and content?
Yeah, I'm a conference junkie, like, to be honest with you. I'll travel. I go out to Arizona with Ben Kenny to his conferences. Of course, I go to the KW conferences. I just love coming to meet with agents that are, producing and even so learning. I'm a sponge. I still go to the Ignite classes, like the new hire agent classes, because I want to know what the new people are doing. I'm not that good in TikTok like Chris, so I want to know how to post and do TikTok and all that good stuff. So I think it's important. I believe in collaboration over competition for sure, and making sure that I'm very vulnerable with my business. A lot of times, as business owners, we don't ask questions. We are tight. We keep it to the chest. We're not vulnerable. And that one question, that the answer to that one question you need to ask may be the difference between where you are right now and where you want to be. And so I really believe in asking questions and being vulnerable with my business.
Okay, so when it comes to social media, the algorithm changes so much. So there's a few ways that you can keep up with it. I mean, it's such a big part of my life now that I literally am checking my phone all the time because I have constant stuff going on. And one thing that I pride myself with is every post, every comment, every DM, it's me that you're talking to. And people are surprised by that. They're like, you have this huge following and you still respond to people? I do, because that's how you build relationships. Text, right? So it works, responding to people. It's such a big part of my life that I'm always looking at trends and like what's working right now. Because 2 years ago, if you got on and started dancing and pointing at stuff, that worked. That doesn't work anymore. If you want to get on and talk now, that works. That may not work 6 months from now. So you always have to be evolving and kind of fine tuning if you really want to grow. If you really want to grow, you have to. And it doesn't, like, my content doesn't take that long. So most of the content that I do takes maximum 30 minutes a day for me. And that's like a really in-depth piece of content. Most of them take 5 minutes or less for me to make, edit, post a caption, post it. 5 minutes or less. Most of the time, it's before I walk in the gym, which is very funny because people are like, you're very, like, down to earth, you're dressed down because I'm about to walk in the gym. So I have on like my gym clothes. But people like that though. They like seeing who I am and what I do. And I post my day. I post when I go to the gym, if I play basketball, like houses that I show, things like that. So people like that stuff. And you always have to keep evolving and growing.
If you're editing a video in 30 minutes, are you using a certain program, an app? Are you just doing it through Instagram? Or
I 99.9% of my videos, I record, edit, post in the native app. Mm-hmm. So if I'm doing something on TikTok, most of the time I record it in TikTok, edit it there, and then post it. Instagram the same way. YouTube's the only different because you can't really – well, you can technically edit in there, but the editing tool sucks. So – I edit outside of YouTube, but every social media platform is native to the app.
For the true learning junkies, if they're going to go to a conference somewhere across the country or an event, what do you recommend?
It depends. If it's like investor-based, if you're going to meet with like consumers, particularly who you want to invest, I like the Bigger Pockets Conference for that. That's a good way to get referrals. It's not a lot of agents at that conference. It's more people that are investing in one to four unit properties. I also like the Be Wealthy stuff that Ben Kenny has. Ben Kenny has some great conferences out in Arizona and things of that nature. And a lot of times, when I go out there, I'm doing side lunches, one-on-ones, things of that nature. When you go to these conferences, it's hard to bring back everything that you learn and implement, right? And so another thing with that, once you come back, even if you implement one to two things, right? But you have to be very, very, very intentional when you're going there. You need to know what you're going to the conference for before you go there, right? And take those notes. So that therefore, when you come back, it's easy to implement.
I will say this, and I say this with love. Before I got up here, my daughter, who was one of my showing agents, I said to her, I get really sad when I talk at these because I'm going to say all this stuff and they're going to look real happy and then they're not going to go home and do any of it. So that's like the bummer part. But I will say, after 2020, which was my best year I ever had, it wasn't good enough for me. And I signed up for Hyperfast because obviously Carrie was at the top of everything I ever saw about real estate. And I said, well, I might be doing good, but she's doing it better. So I came here and I worked with her personally. I hired her for my coach, and I also did Hyperfast. So these kinds of things that are right in our backyard, you don't necessarily have to travel across the country. I mean, there's like people, I hate to use that word rock stars, but there's people doing it at such a high level here who want to help you and who are so accessible to you that it was fantastic. And, you know, it taught me a lot about my business, taught me a lot about a business, right? I didn't realize that I was running a business. I just thought I'll make more money than I spend and everything will be great. I didn't realize that there was like a back end to all of this. And, you know, just hearing Dan talk about finances and thinking that I had it figured out and I really didn't. These little conferences that you come to, or if you sign up to be part of the Hyperfast group or to do the private coaching with Carrie, she didn't ask me to say any of this, but I really believed in it so much, and it really helped me figure out where I wanted to go over the next 5 years.
Never far enough in your career to jump in and continue to learn from people. Some people might not know this. Carrie and Dan did over $700 million in 1 year a few years ago at the peak of the market. That's unheard of. Yeah, that's unbelievable, right? Carrie, I'm going to put you on the spot. Is there a place that you also like conference-wise or, you know, motivational-wise or, you know, learning-wise? Yep. One thing, you know, I truly believe in is when you have a down market, it's a great opportunity to get into the market. You know, number one, you can learn from people. People are leaving. So when you saw the last couple of years, yes, it's been challenging. All of y'all have been successful. What are the one things that kind of stick out where it was like, oh, this is an opportunity? You know, maybe because there's less people in or something popped up.
I think that in this market, the biggest opportunity, and by the way, you know, when we were talking about collaborating with people, I got to say, because I'm very involved with the Tom Ferry Network, and I've met a lot of team leaders across the country, mm-hmm. and that's where I get most of my information. But it is really awesome that you're with a bunch of agents local in Cary, who's one of the top agents in the area, and everybody's willing to collaborate and share. So it's a great thing. What was the question?
It was, you know, in a down market, are there opportunities to pop up?
Yeah, I think in a down market, it always is an opportunity market. Because what happens whenever there's a little bit of a curve or a pivot, the interest rates went up, there's a shortage of housing, a lot of agents, you know, which it's sad, but a lot of agents just, you know, tuck their tail and run. So it makes it really easy to stand out in this market. So whenever there is problems or it gets a little bit tough, and that always is an opportunity. All you have to do is be available, be knowledgeable, be resourceful, and it's easy to stand out.
I will say this. I don't know about the down market, but in any market, I found that the best thing I can do, and I bet you James can say yes to this, is I am the best person on the other side of a transaction, and I make friends with all of the agents, because next time it's a multiple offer and there's six offers, that agent remembers how lovely I was and how I bent over backwards to make their life like wonderful, and they're going to say, let me go back to Nikki and see what Nikki can do. So clients are great, all of that's great, but the people that you work with every day, those relationships, you need to foster them. If you're not on a group chat with like five of the agents in the city that you dominate, so you guys can talk about off markets or whatever and say, what do you have coming and this and that, then you need to get on those chats, because that's how you're going to get your clients access to things they don't have access to. That's why they need you.
That's great.
every market is challenging, I believe in. Like, it's a challenge in every market, let's just say. Back in 2021, everybody ate steak lunch for lunch, dinner, and breakfast, right, because all you had to do was put your house on the market and the house was going to sell, right? And I think nowadays, right now, you got to go back to the basics. You got to really dig into your database, right? Love on the people that you forgot to love on in 2020 and 2021, because those people are waiting to hear from you. And when going back to the basics, how are you time blocking to be able to be proactive more so than reactive in this market? You know, I think the cool thing about our market is that you can't really, our market is so different from everybody else in the country, and to the point where, you know, honestly, I had 25 appointments last week. I'm always busy, right? And the systems that I put in place within my business allows me to be more proactive, to follow up, to have the strategy calls, right? And when you have a downtime, you have to spend time working on your business versus working in your business, because once the business starts to come, you're not gonna be able to react and really capture everything. So I think it's super important to, when you do have different markets, that you systematize and really play on the strengths of either the shift or the upward market as well.
I mean, I agree with everything that they said. I mean, I think down markets are opportunities where a lot of agents are getting out of the market. So when people are coming out, that helps you to be able to stand out. So embrace the down market. This is going to be a great year.
And maybe even this year, the word down is challenging.
Right. Yeah.
Not down.
Yeah. I mean, my business went down like a little bit, but not much. So, yeah, embrace that. And this is going to be a great year. I mean, I personally have probably like 30 clients that were waiting on interest rates to go down. And now that they are, they're jumping back in the market. And I'm sure probably everybody has similar situations. So it's going to be a good year. And embrace that. Get in the market, you know, talk to more people. This can be your best year yet, even though some people may say it's challenging.
Yeah, I was going to give some good news. So I'm on a mastermind group of title company owners across the country, and some of these markets, man, they're dire. But, like, we are very fortunate in this area to have, whether it's the government and a lot of other things, there's a lot going on here. And, you know, last year I never got really optimistic, but I will say with the conversations with our agents and the amount of stuff that's happening, it is going to be a big year.
Yeah. When like you said, the down market, right? Like, any challenges that you have, right, you're going to have a challenge in any market. If you feel like you're not busy or not as busy as you should be, I would say take the time to perfect your craft, right? Skill set is very important right now. Like, the best agents that are getting deals, that are, like, getting clients, is because, you know, they know how to handle objections, right? They know how to speak about to FSBOs, expires, and things of that nature. You got to be very, very, very intentional with what you're learning and how you're learning and how you're implementing what you're learning, right? And when you do that, please, please, please practice. Role play. Look at yourself in the mirror, right? I know it seems awkward and you don't want to do it, but those are the type of things that are going to set you apart, because you're going to know when you get those questions, you're going to know how to handle those questions.
Yeah, I spoke at a video conference last year, and I'm a personable person, so I'm thinking, oh, I'm sure I look great. I watched it afterwards. It was horrible. It was horrible. You really do have to, like, look at yourself when you're speaking, and, like, I was not good at what I did, so, and obviously I haven't gotten any better. But the point is, I'm trying.
I think there's a good saying that I always tell my partner agent, my daughter. I always say, don't practice it until you get it right. Practice it until you can't get it wrong.
Yeah. I think we have a few more minutes left. I did want to open it up to you guys. I mean, they're here for you. What questions do you have?
I have one for Chris. I think you mentioned about, like, posting on social, how, like, you'll post, like, some, like, personal stuff and some business stuff. So, like, do you have, like, a ratio you kind of generally stick to for, like, business posting versus personal posting? And has that, like, changed throughout your career?
That's a very good question. So most of my personal stuff is on my story. So, and there's certain things that, like, I don't post that much. Like, I don't post my kids that much because people are a little weird. just being completely honest with you. So like I don't post them that much. Like I'll post my family sometimes, but like I kind of keep that stuff somewhat private just because of the level of following that I have. Most of my stuff is somewhat business related on my page, but I do it in like kind of four different kind of categories. Either inspiring, so inspiration, education, why can't I think right now? Entertaining. So that's really kind of what I like to do the most is have some kind of entertaining twist to it. Because people, yes, they want to learn, but if you're going to bore them while they're learning, you're going to lose them really quick. So you got to catch their attention really quick and hold it. And so it's a fourth one. And I can't think of it right now. I'm sorry. I'll come back to you with that. But there's no real ratio to it. It's more of like, and be better with social media than I am, honestly, even though it's worked for me. Most of the time when I wake up in the morning, I have no clue what I'm going to post that day, like at all. I record every day. Do what works for you, but that's what works for me. So there's no real ratio to it. My social media, if you ever look at it, is very, very random. But that's what people seem to like when it comes to me.
But every time I get on Instagram, I see a
video. Oh, I'm there. Oh, I'm there. You are going to see me. Either you unfollow me or you are going to see me. Because I post at least every day, sometimes two or three times a day. You are going to see me. Guaranteed.
Yes.
When did it take off? Like, was there one moment where it just took off?
It was January 4, 2022. The only reason I know that is because it was, funny thing was, I redid the video 2 years later, but I remember looking at the video, it's pinned to my page too, but it was the first video that did close to 1 million views. Oh. Now I've had like 12 hit over a million. I have like 50 that have over 500,000. So I have like a lot of views on my stuff. But it was that day that it really took off. And at that point, and just kind of keeping going, I was posting a reel a day. And I know no one asked this, and I'm trying to keep it quick, I'm sorry.
Hey,
but the only reason that I even started doing social media was because of the pandemic. When the pandemic started, I had like 1,000 followers. I have almost 75,000 now. And I was posting a video a day for 2 years straight with no real growth. And then one day, one video went viral and it took off. So don't give up. Keep going, even if you don't see results. And that's not just social media, that's in life and business. Keep going, keep working, because you never know. If you quit, if I'd have quit, I wouldn't be up here and I wouldn't have the business I have and all the things. So keep going.
Yes.
What was it? Oh, I can show it to you. But it was one, very quickly, I came into the picture and it's like a Jay-Z song and I was like pointing at stuff and it was telling essentially who I was and stuff like that. And it just took off.
All right, what do we have time for? A couple more?
Right,
yeah, go ahead.
I guess my question is mostly for Chris and Keith. A lot of my social media brings like buyer leads, right? So I know, Keith, you do a lot of buy side deals, but do you feel like social media keeps you buyer heavy versus listing heavy? Or what's the ratio in your
That's
business?
A great question. So, I'm very buyer. I was very buyer heavy. And probably about 80% of my business was buyer business at one point. I don't know if you noticed, but I started changing messaging, right? Started changing my messaging and also my energy of what I put out on social media to more seller side stuff. Like I have more seller side testimonials. I have more seller side reviews now. And so once I started to change my messaging, I got more seller leads. And I know it sounds weird to talk about energy and what I put. If you know me, if you know my history of business, I used to hate listings. Like I was the guy, I'm gonna do buyers forever. That was my thing. Because I was closing buyers, it was so easy to me, right? But what I learned was that I need to spend time with my kids, right? And so mainly for me, it's like I need to be able to get my time back. I need to be able to do more listings. And also my business partners say, you're good at listings, so why don't you do them? But I think that when you're on Instagram and you're changing your messaging and putting that great like seller message out there, the sellers will come.
So can I ask a
Okay.
Yeah. Good question. So, conversion rate is normally about 8%, roughly 8 to 10, depending. Because of those 100, 50 of them are not ready, and you put them in the pipeline. So, yeah, they're just not ready. Either credit or, hey, my lease isn't up till next year. I thought it would take a year to buy a home. All different parts of the spectrum. Some of them are ready right now. Others need, you know, some work. So I'd say about 8 to 10, roughly, percent conversion rate. And then again, the thing about leads is they're not loyal a lot of times. So they may talk to you, they may talk to 5 other people, and they may choose someone else, and that's okay. I did want to answer your question. I'll be very, very brief. Sorry. So I've gotten a lot more listings lately because I've been doing certain kind of content. So, and it worked two ways, actually. So I do a lot of new construction, and I do a lot of new construction, like walkthroughs on my page. They do a lot of views. I've gotten a listing. I have a listing now that's 2.7 million in Northwest. I got that from one video that my client saw, reached out, and in talking about following up with people, I talked to them a year ago. I followed up with them every month for a year until I got the listing. And they saw one video that I did of a builder that now pays me to do content for them. So it worked two ways. But depends on the kind of content you put out. If you're putting out buyer-focused stuff, then buyers are going to come. Put out listings, show houses, listings will come.
I just want to make a quick comment to thank you all for this discussion and all the speakers. Something really jumped out of this discussion. Real estate is not dead. You understand?
No.
You listen to the gloom out there with real estate and the lawsuit and all that, and if you've been in the industry for a while, your spirit just gets damped if you even want to even stay in this business. So there is something here. We can still survive, and especially if we share. You guys have really been open about sharing how you generate business. So, but one more question, one more thing that I would like to ask. If there is a new agent here or somebody who is really, where do you really think they should start? Because there's so many different choices.
I'm going to say on that, the thing I think for a new agent is mindset, right? Because a lot of people are beat up. So I don't know, for me, I make sure I have a good morning routine. I'm ready to tackle the day when the day starts. But I think for a new person, you have to be willing to pick up the phone. Unless you want to spend a lot of money. If you don't have the money to go online and buy leads and spend money on marketing, pick up the phone. There's a lot of people to call. Call around neighborhoods where houses sold. Call expires, call FSBOs, like just pick up the phone because there's a lot of money to be made there, and that's sweat equity.
And then my follow-up question is this. How would the new condition suits affect how you do business?
It doesn't affect me at all. I'm fine. It doesn't change anything. Yeah, I'm not worried either. Keep selling.
I have a question for Nikki and I forget Chris. Okay. You guys both said that you followed up with somebody for a really long time. Can you give me an example of your follow-up with them for that period of time? I mean, 6 years, that's a long time to be reaching out to somebody.
You want
to
hear a funny story about that?
I do.
So it was my second lead in Falls Church. Turns out this guy was a dentist, so I made him my dentist. So I was driving from Bethesda to Falls Church to get my teeth cleaned and all that.
Now that's commitment.
He was super hot too, so it wasn't hard for me. But he just kept talking to me about real estate and he wasn't ready and blah, 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 blah. And then he bought a house and he kept referring people. And then he put my little picture up in his dental office because he's like, I do her teeth. And I was like, but the real way you should do it, because you can't make everybody your dentist, is I use Follow Up Boss and Real Scout. I swear by them. Follow Up Boss is fantastic for your pretty generic drip emails and all of that good stuff. But Real Scout is great because it curates the houses for you, so it looks a little sexier than the MLS. And every morning between, I think, like 9 and 11, I handpick all the houses for people. So that's like my thing. I tell them, I know, right? Handpick all the houses. I have 15 deals in escrow right now, so imagine how many clients I carry at once. But you—that's your selling point. Well, they said they'd send me houses. Yeah, they're going to spam you with 20 houses. I'm going to hand select every single one based on the initial conversation we have, and then I'm going to learn what you like through this Real Scout app. And you're going to hit thumbs up and thumbs down, and then I'm going to read that, and then I'm going to tailor it even closer and closer, and eventually you're going to find the one, right? So this constant thing. I mean, you could be sending houses to somebody for 2 years, but it's funny, and then one day you'll get a message. You didn't even know they were looking at your stuff. You didn't even know they thought you were alive anymore. And they send you a message, hey, can we go see that house? And you're just like, fuck yeah.
I do want to follow up on her comment about the dentist. You know, randomly in life, you remember things, and you're like, you don't know why you remember them. I was at a conference about 20 years ago in California, and this guy got up and goes, I ask everyone for the business. So I wanted to buy a car. I walked in the dealership and said, I'm buying a car. Who's buying a house in the next year? Someone raised their hand. He bought the car from them. So I thought that was an interesting thing. That's an aggressive move. But, you know, everyone can be a client in the industry.
And yeah. The money's all in the
follow-up
anyway.
Yeah. So it's funny. You literally said what I was going to say. Oh, it's funny that you said that, though. So someone that I used to follow a lot, I think she retired now, Danny Johnson, she used to put on like sales conferences and stuff. And she actually said, and I have this written in my bathroom, the fortune is in the follow-up, right? Which is the truth. I talked to this. I don't have a story like yours. So mine is very boring. But the way I was following up with the client was by text. This particular client, they live in Miami now. And I would just... once a month, at least, just text the wife, because it's a husband and wife. I would text the wife, because that's who I was kind of building a relationship with, because those are decision makers. The women are the decision makers in the house, even in my house. It's the same way. So I would text her at least once a month, just say, hey, how's Miami treating you guys? I'm always here if you need anything, and she would always respond. And we built a genuine friendship, like a relationship. And like if I showed you our text now, we're more like friends than client, like client realtor relationship. She'll send me gifts and stuff. Like, it's very funny. Like, I love her. She's super, super down to earth. But you figure out how you want to follow up. Like, mine looks different than Nikki's over there. But that's me. Like, text message is great for me. If you want a phone call, however you want to do it, just be consistent with it.
The average agent follows up 2 to 3 times. The money comes in from 12 to 15.
Another really easy follow-up is that I do between 7 and 9 when I go get coffee, I get back in bed, and from 7 to 9, I friend every single agent and every single client that I get. I don't care if we're working together or not. I'm going to stalk you. I'm going to find you on Instagram. And then between 7 on Facebook and between 7 and 9, I don't have to follow up because I'm commenting on their pictures. I'm replying to their stories. So I'm just staying top of mind, right? And, I mean... I'll be honest with you, it doesn't matter to me. I've seen 20 babies, you know, but your baby's the cutest baby from 7 to 9. Your baby is, you know what I mean? You just have to just fake it till you make it. But that's a way that you don't have to send them some cheesy email, right? They're like, oh, there's Nikki. Oh, there's Nikki.
Nikki had mentioned top of mind. Another thing that we did at LA Title was we said, if I were you and I had 10 clients or 50 or 100 or 300, how do I stay in touch with these people? ClientGiant.com. They send 4 gifts a year. They are never the same. They never have Client Giant's name on it. It's always personalized from you. For example, you know, hey, it's spring market. You're always on the go. I thought I'd send you a mobile charger. Just thinking about you, Nikki. So those little things like that add up, and it's another thing as part of your repertoire.
I would say Send Out Cards, too, is another app called Send Out Cards. It's very user-friendly. Put your client's information in there. Send Out Cards.
Nice. All right.
All right. Thank you, guys. Have a round of applause for these guys.
Thank you for tuning in to this special edition of the HyperFast Show, featuring our amazing speakers from the 2024 HyperFast Agent Summit. If you got value out of this, please do us a favor, like it, share it, and leave us a review or a comment. We love the feedback. And if you want to get more coaching from Carrie Scholl and I, you can get that by partnering with us at eXp Realty. When you join us at eXp Realty, you don't just get all the amazing benefits that you get from being a part of the world's first and biggest cloud brokerage, right? Which we all know those benefits are low fees, low caps, revenue share, stock awards, the ability to expand anywhere, right? You get all of that. But when you partner with Carrie and I at eXp Realty, we become your coaches, we become your mentors, we become your partners in building both your real estate sales business and your residual passive income. All you need to do to learn more is pick up the phone and send me a text message at 703-638-4393. Again, if you are ready to learn more about partnering with multi-billion dollar agents, top sponsoring agents at eXp Realty, myself and wife and business partner Carrie Scholl, pick up your phone and text me at 703-638-4393. Thanks for tuning in.